This goes to Kurt, K-U-R-T, Boyd, B-O-Y-D, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax is 989-802-8446 regarding Kenneth MacArthur. It's M-C, capital A-R-T-H-U-R. Date of birth, August 7th of 1954. Dear Mr. Boyd, this is a face-to-face consultation for Mr. MacArthur, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3B chronic kidney disease. The patient has had this problem for many years. Prior to him moving up to the Farwell area, he saw several nephrologists in the Detroit area. And they had told him the reason his kidneys were not working 100% was secondary to recurrent kidney stones, and also the fact that he took meloxicam and other nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs daily for greater than 10 years for neck pain. And he stopped that at least 3 to 4 years ago and has not used any form of nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs since. His last kidney stone was greater than 3 years ago also, and he knows that they were the calcium oxalate type of stones. He used to drink a lot of regular Coca-Cola and ate a lot of chocolate, also a lot of hot dogs when he worked in construction. And after retiring, his diet did not improve. And 6 months after retirement, he had a heart attack and then followed by a cardiac catheterization with stent placements. He has been feeling well. He's tried to change his diet since then, and he is drinking more water now. He does try to avoid foods that have high oxalate content also at this time. He denies headache or dizziness, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations currently, no dyspnea on exertion, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood currently. He feels like he empties his bladder fully and passes urine easily. No edema or claudication symptoms. He does have numbness of his fingers and toes, and that has been present ever since his cervical fusion many years ago. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, a history of multiple renal calculi, and the last one was about 3 years ago. He has lung nodules on CT scan. He's had a myocardial infarction, arthritis, and hearing loss. Past surgical history, he had cardiac catheterization with stents placed, one in the right coronary artery, biceps tendon repair, wrist surgery, cervical fusion with hardware placed, and colonoscopy reportedly normal in 2018. Social history, the patient smoked for at least 20 years, at least one pack per day, and quit smoking about 6 years ago. He does not use alcohol. He does use medical marijuana. He is single. He is retired from construction. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, stroke, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and colon cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, sulfa, medications, Centrum Silver 1 daily, aspirin 81 milligram daily, Cozar 50 milligram daily, Crestor 20 milligram daily, and he does not use any nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, height 70 inches, weight 190 pounds, temperature 98.2, pulse 62, oxygen saturation is 95% on room air. Blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 78. The patient is alert and oriented, cheerful and cooperative. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pupils are equal and reactive to light and accommodation. Pharynx is pink with clear drainage. Uvula midline. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, no palpable masses. extremities. He has no peripheral edema, no ulcerations or lesions. Fetal pulse is 2+ bilaterally. Risk capillary refill. And labs, most recent lab studies were done May 3rd of 2022. Creatinine is 1.6. His electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus is 3.5. Intact parathyroid hormone, 90.8, mildly elevated secondary to chronic kidney disease. Albumin, 4.4. Calcium is 9.3. Hemoglobin, slightly low at 13.0. Normal white count and normal platelets. Urinalysis showed a trace of blood and negative protein. Previous labs, April 5th of 2022, creatinine was 1.8. January 25th, 2022, creatinine 1.6. August 26th of 21, creatinine 1.6. 4/20 of 21, creatinine 1.5. January 28th of 21, creatinine 1.6. January 18th, 2021, creatinine 1.7. April 19th, 2020, creatinine 1.2. 4/18 of 2020, creatinine 1.3, and 4/17, 2020, creatinine is 1.5. And we have a kidney ultrasound done May 26th of 2021. Both kidneys are normal size. There are no evidence of hydronephrosis, no cysts, no masses are noted. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to recurrent calcium oxalate renal calculi, prolonged exposure to oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. However, since he's had myocardial infarction and cardiac catheterization with stents, we will monitor his renal function carefully, checking the labs every 3 months, and we'd like him to check blood pressure, and we would like the range to stay between 130 and 140 over 70 to 80. If his blood pressure increases and becomes difficult to treat, or if renal functions decline steadily, we will schedule renal Doppler studies to look for renal artery stenosis in this patient. At this time, we won't need to do that, but we will watch for increased blood pressure and decreased renal function, and then we would order that. Also, we've asked him to continue to follow his low oxalate diet and try to push oral water intake and to avoid nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs as usual, and also to try to follow a low-salt diet. And he's going to be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.